Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Not really. He's sitting with us here in the arena. And Cugno, of course, sports anchor, reporter, CBS 4 here in Miami, sometimes nationally on CBS Sports HQ. Notoriously healthy eater, healthy liver. Everything that that he partakes in has some sort of component of health or exercise. It's true.
It's enough.
It's true. But it is enough. Oh, it is enough. And we've brought him a blizzard. You know what's going on with the Panthers and the Blizzards, right?
Well, it was honey. I mean, let's be journalistically accurate here if we're going to be doing this.
No, right. We are.
But they did go to Dairy Queen between games one and two in Raleigh. So there is a blizzard component to the Panthers story. So you're not going to weasel your way out of it. I have a Heath Bar blizzard here. Okay. Appel's got a Reese's peanut butter cup blizzard. Go ahead, hold your blizzard up.
And Appel brought me a banana blizzard.
Right.
Yeah, I figure that's healthy for you.
A little bit healthy.
Okay. Healthy-ish. Here's the problem. I don't do dairy, so my tummy's probably gonna hurt.
I have to do
sports hits today. I don't want to be
for you.
Rumbly tummy on,
go ahead.
No.
On camera. Let's see you eat some of this blizzard because look at that. He's actually got Tums.
He did bring Tums. They plan for everything here.
Yeah, listen, I mean...
regular Boy Scouts, you guys.
I mean, listen, we're ready for everything, and this is a Panthers-centric
this
show.
Soup, dude.
And, yeah, but get a nice... Look at this. Look at this. Mike Cugno about to eat a Dairy Queen blizzard live on the air. Ruin his suit. Oh, please drop it onto your suit. Is that not the best thing that you've ever had?
No.
How do you consider yourself a Panthers fan? I mean, what is going on here, Cugno? Why are you putting the lid back on? We've barely.
I have to finish that.
No, by the end of the segment, I got to finish the gallon of floating.
It's the
banana.
Smallest size.
Come on, a little blizzard.
How about you have the zucchini muffin?
I would love
that open.
This. So Jennifer Cugno is now was she healthy before she met you?
I mean, like, she was alive
to your level.
Oh.
Though?
She was above ground.
Was she a healthy eater, a healthy cook?
No, I think I probably converted. I think she was just normal, you know, like.
Bring your microphone closer to your mouth.
I think she was just a normal person.
So he was texting me the other day. She was making zucchini. He says they taste like brownies.
And, okay.
And I'm like, yeah.
What kind of brownies are you eating?
The process is a little rough to watch.
Now,
but
this isn't, because I had told Crowder about it, this isn't a sprinkle of zucchini. I'm telling you, the world's zucchini supply is in danger based on the amount of zucchini she puts
We're
in
these muffins.
We're
keeping big zucchini above water.
Which, by the way, is making Appel terrified.
Why?
Because he doesn't eat at least,
vegetables?
He's,
not your thing?
He's
I do like
very
certain
picky.
Vegetables.
Like, he doesn't like anything on top of anything. Like, he's
depends.
He's,
I've slowly but surely graduated, but zucchini, not for me. But I'll eat this because you ate the banana blizzard. I will
this
eat
this.
This
is a famous zucchini muffin from Jennifer Cugno. Where's she at? Channel 6?
Give me the smaller half.
Channel 6.
You see little bits of green in there?
I said the smaller end.
There you go. Tree, you want to try a zucchini muffin?
Just give him a hole. Tree will eat a whole one.
Yeah. He wants a whole one.
That's a whole one.
No, leave him alone, Appel. There you go.
Oh. Just throwing muffins.
Okay. There you go. I love this, by the way. Oh, I went away from the Stanley Cup, and here we are.
Zucchini. Real chocolate.
I know. You guys were bad-mouthing the zucchini muffin.
Hold on. No, I was not.
You weren't. You didn't know yet.
It's excellent.
This is fantastic.
That is excellent.
This is honestly fantastic.
You hear that, Jenny? You just bought yourself 10 more years of marriage. We'll see where it goes from there. I accidentally introduced her as my friend the other day, and she's
what?
Giving
How,
me kidding me?
The worst time
How
about
you
it.
Introduce your wife as my friend? Craziest thing I've ever heard.
By the way,
how long have you been married?
Daughter in hand.
What? Get out of here! Where? In what situation did you
at the Panthers watch party?
At
the War Memorial, we went and.
Just talking to some folks.
I know. Unbelievable.
It's my friend Jenny.
Stop it. How bad?
She's still mad at you.
Such a thing like that. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
3 years, 4 years.
And you have a child.
Yeah, still.
And you introduced
custody.
You're digging yourself a hole here because you don't know how long you've been married. You just call her your friend.
You introduced her as your friend?
Yeah, it was bad.
That's bizarre, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. This. How was that car ride home?
She's a good sport.
Yeah.
So she's been using it against me.
Good.
Right. Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. Hey, she'll be like, hey, as a friend, do you mind taking the trash? Do a pal.
Because I can understand, like, you know, making them say, oh, this is my fiance. Or, like, but if you've been married
friend
3 years, this is my friend.
Not even like this is my best friend who I love spending all my time with and I'm married. It's my friend.
I mean, honestly, that's how I introduced Tree and I barely know him. This muffin happens to be delicious.
I know.
It's really good.
That's why I brought them.
So what does the zucchini replace?
The sugar.
So it's the sweetener? It's a natural sweetener? I mean, there's chocolate.
Honestly, this is one of those things where she's just like, look, this is healthy for you. You can eat it. And I watch her physically put zucchini. I mean, you've seen the videos. It's disgusting. But it comes out great.
It happens to be fantastic.
Yep.
I don't know why I lost my camera, but I did. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Panthers here. And do you have any trouble reconciling what you're seeing on the ice with what we've seen all season from the Panthers? Great team.
Yep.
And the Hurricanes. You have one team. I mean, they look like they're a minor league hockey club out there compared to the Panthers.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to – we talk about all the goals and stuff, and I don't want to minimize what Sergei Bobrovsky's doing in that because – he like everyone's right when they say these games are tight early on. I mean, look at game 7 against the Maple Leafs. If he doesn't keep them above water in those last 10 minutes of the second period, we could be talking about a completely different outcome. Those goals don't happen without that game being tight early on because of what Bob's doing. And you look at what Stuart Skinner's doing in Edmonton. I'm just curious if that's the matchup again. What this is going to look like. Are we going to see a lot of goals? How important is Bob going to be with Draisaitl and McDavid coming at you early? Like, what you're seeing from him right now, you need this version of Bobrovsky in the next round more than you've ever needed him.
He just seems so at ease, so calm in goal. Nothing really phases him. And that's one of the things, that even when he first started here, when Andrew Burnett and Joel Quenneville were the coach, and now Paul Maurice, they just see no matter what the result, that straight line, even keel guy.
Right.
And Bob now in his mid to late 30s, closing down his career, it feels like. I mean, there is nothing that phases this guy. And I think that what you've seen against Toronto, what you've seen against Carolina, he has that element. This team kind of has that element that those teams don't necessarily do. Carolina gave up that first goal early in the third period the other night, and that was it. They were done, and we saw what the Panthers did,
right?
5 goals in 9 minutes. It was just they needed to get that second one, Carolina did, because if they didn't, floodgates would open. Same thing with Toronto. I agree with you. If they got one of those in the last 10 minutes of the first in that game, totally different.
And go back to games 1 and 2 of that series where they were able to get those early ones, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Completely different outcome. That series takes on a different shape than what we thought. And then, I mean, credit to Paul Maurice and probably – a lot Barkov too. To take Nylander out of that series after those first two games, pretty quiet for him the rest of the way.
And that's what they've been doing with Svechnikov and Aho in this series.
One shot.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yep. It's quite impressive. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have spoken about this stat yet, but the Panthers leading after any period, whether it's the first, second, or third, under Paul Maurice, I think they're undefeated last like 26, 27
wild.
Games. Yeah. Something like that. It's absurd.
Do you think the league hates this Panthers team?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Because they're hard to play. Yeah.
Right. You get frustrated.
It's what we talked about. This is what every hockey fan wishes their team was on a consistent basis. Teams can give them to you in spurts. We've seen that for sure. But to do this night in and night out, and you talk about, you know, not seeing this coming during the regular season, we should stop maybe being surprised and maybe understand how maybe the regular season is a process to build up to this. 9 games, 15 days, you know, Paul Maurice keeps going back to that. That's a tough way to make a living in the regular season. It was almost like management to be healthy for this point.
There's a chance, though, if they close it out tonight, there's a chance they could go 11 games before a Stanley Cup final game.
Don't like it.
Too much, right?
Too much.
And I think they would prefer, kind of like how they went from Toronto to Carolina. Mm-hmm. They play game 7. 2 days later, they're playing game 1. You keep going.
And it's not going to happen unless this series inexplicably goes longer, right? Because what's the other series? 2-1 at this point?
2-1. Yep. Right.
2-1. So, I mean, they are going to have significant time off. But 11 days, that's probably a little too much.
I believe Evan Rodriguez said it. It was good to be able to just keep your foot on the gas. Like, there was no time to think. It's just, hey, all right, get on the plane, be on the ice. Tomorrow night, here we go.
Such a rhythm.
Do you think the NHL fan, because I can understand where other teams would hate this team because of the style that they play, and they happen to be really good at playing that style, so it's not even like you can exploit it. Do fans around the country hate this Panthers team?
Yeah, for the same reasons.
But you're nodding your head, like, because they're great?
But they're great, but there are fans of other organizations who think that the Panthers get away with so much in the style that they play, and that there's some grand conspiracy with the league offices.
What do they get away with? Because you see teams making hard hits.
Oh, it's so ridiculous! Etu
suspensions.
Etu got a game misconduct in the first period for what was clearly, to me, not a hit that he intentionally tried to make. It was just the result that caused the game misconduct. But Ekblad's been suspended in this postseason for his hit in the first round. They've gotten disciplined by the league office. It's a bizarre conspiracy around this team. Hate winners.
They're Alabama. Alabama got the calls, right? You know, you got to keep Nick Saban and those guys in. And I don't think anyone's protecting the Panthers, but that's the level. We want Florida. We want Bama.
But hold on a second. I embrace the fact that, because I mentioned it the other day, Cuno, to Hawk, like on the NHL Reddit, the Panthers are called the scumbags.
Yeah.
But I'm embracing that. I know that they play brand of hockey, you know? So, Hawk, like, when people are frustrated with the fact that the Panthers, it's not only just a conspiracy about the calls, it's their brand of hockey, as these guys are saying.
So I would make this delineation, because there are certain championship teams that I hated, that I just really disliked. Others, like the Golden State Warriors, there were facets that I didn't like. I was never a huge Draymond guy. He's kind of a Marchand or a Dennis Rodman. If he's not on your team, you despise him. If he's on your team, you love him. There were facets of the Warriors that I didn't necessarily like, but I didn't think they were an unlikable team. I liked watching them play basketball, and I wonder to think nationally that the Panthers are bad guys, or like I don't see it.
Because these guys were all pests in different teams.
Right.
Kachuk, Marsh, and like the NHL fan bases have been dealing with these guys separately. Right. And now
we dealt with Marsh.
And now you put them all together. I remember talking to some fans that I watched. Remember, I was talking to you guys. I was at the Brightside one day. And the
great place.
And the story was.
You were with your friend, Jen?
She wasn't there. And the story we worked on that day was how much you guys embrace that pest aspect. And one of the fans was like, Bennett's a rat, Marchand's a rat, Kachuk's a rat, but those are our rats. That's to your point, Solana, where this fan base embraces it.
Paul Maurice was asked about this yesterday, and he basically goes, hey, you ever shotgunned a beer before?
Yeah. It was a great answer.
You ever go to church?
Yeah.
But you don't shotgun a beer in a church.
Right.
We're not bad guys, but when the game starts, we play a certain way.
Well, let me ask it a different way then. Okay, they're disliked. Do people like watching the Panthers play? The average NHL fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not pretty hockey.
It's... No,
but if you, I think if you love the sport,
it's dominant hockey.
Right to the third period.
Yeah,
right. I think that like a neutral observer should and would enjoy how this team plays. I think if you're a Lightning fan, if you're a Leafs fan, if you're a Hurricanes fan, or someone that this team has ended, if you're a Boston fan, if you're a Rangers fan, think how many franchises this team has ended the last two or three seasons on these runs. You probably hate watching them, but a general hockey fan,
yeah.
I mean, this is winning hockey. It is what right. It is.
Casual hockey fans probably, like he says, like oh, I'm tired of watching the same team win. I want to see some new faces. But I think the true, like, in the mud about hockey, X's and O's guys probably look at this and go, this is art.
Because it's almost like
it's the sport.
Bill Jackson with the triangle offense. Like, here's something, and you're doing it perfectly. Like, we understand what the style is, but you're doing it perfectly. It's flawless. Mm-hmm. I was saying to Appel and Solana earlier, what do you do if you're Carolina tonight? You come out there. They're not winning this series, right? I mean, they're not winning this series.
Yeah.
They have been embarrassed in three straight games, two of them at home. And how many Eastern Conference Finals losses
11.
In a row?
It's
11.
Up to 15 or 16.
I mean,
15. It'll be 16 tonight.
They're literally like, how are they not just skating it out tonight and just want those 60 minutes to be done?
I to me, it's probably going to be, in my mind, my belief is this ends up being the closest game, obvious for obvious reasons, that desire versus desperation, what Coach Maurice was talking about today. But I haven't seen it yet for long enough.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes I'm like, can they turn it on now? Like, now they're going to give you their best effort? Like,
the difference between this Panthers team and the teams that they've played is that Carolina can play this style in stretches, like mm-hmm. we saw in the first and second period. Toronto can play a game like Game 6 down here where they shut out the Panthers 2-0 and extend the series to Game 7. The Panthers play like that 60 minutes
yep.
every single game. Night, every single night.
Yeah.
And that's just it's exhausting for teams to go up against. I bring it up every time we talk about this. It's Paul Maurice's speech to the bench during the Boston series last year where he says, you guys go up 3-1 and now you want to make the plays. Pound their D so in Game 7 they have nothing left. And that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about one more spoonful of Blizzard?
How about give me a muffin.
How about one more spoonful of Blizzard, you know, for good luck.
And I'll go one more bite of this
for you.
This zucchini muffin, I have to tell you, is fantastic. Let's see. Mike Cuno is going to have one more bite of Dairy Queen Banana Blizzard.
Necessary?
You want me to take the cap off for you?
Jesus.
And then here's some Tums for you.
Yeah. There you go. Let me have that. Launch
how
Mike
you guys
Cuno.
Live all the time?
Cuno's going to go to town here. Look at this. Have one more bite. It's so good. One more bite. This is how I used to do it with David, you know, when he was 2 years old, but it was banana.
Here comes the airplane.
Go ahead.
This is like a Dare commercial.
One more bite.
Just one more.
Come on,
right?
One more bite.
What's the one more?
One more bite. Just for good luck tonight.
It's a gateway snack.
We'll close it out.
Yeah, it is. Guess what? Well, they lose tonight.
We're going to see him in Edmonton snacking on a Twix bar off camera.
He's like, how many ice cream sandwiches would you eat if you don't have to go back to Edmonton?
Yeah. Like, would you eat ice cream sandwiches
every single
meal
one,
for 1 week? if it meant Dallas instead of Edmonton.
I feel like there are some organic ice cream sandwiches out.
Well, Solana made the point.
I don't even know the brands.
No, Solana had the greatest call on Friday when he was with us. What are the yogurt bars? Yasso.
Yasso bars.
He's like 100% certain that Cuño has Yasso bars in the freezer. All right, Mike Cuño. Watch him on CBS4 tonight. And
5 and 6.
Keep an eye on his face to see if the dairy is kicking in.
CBS Sports Network at about 3:40. If I'm there, that means I've survived.
You'll
the sort
see
of
the look on his face. All right, Mike Cuño from CBS4, CBS Sports HQ. We'll take a break here from the Amerant Bank Arena, and we will come back with more after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.